Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a best of edition of The Brendan Show. These best of episodes feature training that I have done live, sometimes online to tens of thousands of people, or live on stage where I was speaking on some stages across the world. Or these might be some of my monthly training programs and highlights of those that I do every single month with our monthly students. So I know you're gonna really enjoy these because these are a little bit more of a deep dive look at some of my training as a personal and professional development trainer. You know, I focus so much on helping you find that deeper level of motivation and start practicing some of those high performance habits. Well, you hear me talk about many of those concepts in these special episodes here. These are my best of trainings only and exclusively right here on The Brendan Show. So I hope you enjoy them. Please know that as you hear me speak in many of these, you'll hear me reference something because sometimes I'll have been
training live or on video or on stage or through a broadcast. So you might not be able to see something I'm suggesting or motioning to, or maybe even drawing out on a flip chart or motioning towards on a presentation, but you'll get the gist of it. So make sure you bust out your journal, take some good notes here, because this is really valuable insights on the mindset or the strategies that you need to adopt in order to improve your life. And if you want to go and get more content like this, but much more deeper and have more of an interactive relationship with me in this type of training, make sure you join our High Performance Monthly Training Program. That's our monthly subscription program where I go live with you and our high performance students every single month. And I train on a new topic or a new piece of research that we've created from the High Performance Institute. And I train on that. And then I do Q&A and actual live coaching and interactive coaching with people every single month. That's called High Performance Monthly. And you can access it at brendon.com/monthly. That's brendon.com/monthly. brendon.com/monthly to get deeper dive training similar to this. So if you like this, you would love that training program. But without further ado, let's jump in right now to one of the Brendon Show's best of trainings. Oh, you're gonna love this one. Brendon, I wish you could explain my life to me on a slide. And it was just a hugely challenging thing because, I mean, how do you do that? How do you tell a person, look, the outcomes you've had in your life are because these specific things, right? Obviously there's fate and there's luck and there's blessings and there's God and spirit and universe. Whatever you attribute your current results to outside of your own self-determination, but what's gonna really dictate the path forward for you? And how can we explain someone's behavior as it is today that relates to their success? This is a big challenge, you know, explain my life to me on a slide. So I spent a lot of time trying to figure that out. Like, how would we get to that psychological stuff that could really help guide people to understand why they are the way they are, and more importantly, also give them maybe a framework to think about where they're about to go. So what I'm gonna do is teach you these big ideas that explain the life outcomes that you have and will have. The first thing that I can use, not only to predict your success, but certainly to tell why you are where you're at right now, has a big thing to do with your ambitions. Your ambitions, right? I would say the size of your life outcomes is directly correlated to the size of your ambitions. A lot of people, you know, they just have never really visualized their life and the way that they want it. And where you're at right now probably has a lot to do with how much in the past you really saw, visualized, thought through how you wanted your life to be. Unfortunately, the reality is a lot of people's ambitions have been set for them too low. You know, the people around them didn't expect a lot of them. The people around them weren't role models. The people around them didn't push them. The people around them didn't inspire them. And so their ambitions were kind of like, well, I guess I'll take what I get. Or just, I guess I'll just keep going through the motions. Or I'm just doing what it takes to survive, Brendon. And while all those things are okay, you and I both know we can't accelerate your success unless we amplify your ambitions. If you want to level up in life, that begins with leveling up what you want, what you dream of, what you desire, how you want to serve. You got to level up those ambitions, my friends. And those ambitions have to be beyond your past, your current circumstances, your current strengths, the things that you prefer. No, your ambitions have to make you rise if we're gonna accelerate your success. You know, I think about my lifetime, if my ambitions had not been raised beyond how I was raised, I would have never touched the realm of my true potential. I mean, I was raised by two very great parents. I lucked out on the parent train. You know, I always say that. If anything, people say, you're lucky, Brandon. I say, you're right. My two parents loved me. I lucked out on that. I have no question. I had two loving parents. Doesn't mean they didn't have their faults and their struggles, but I had good parents. I feel very lucky about that. But we also grew up without a lot, you know. My parents, between the two of them working full time, it was difficult because there was four of us kids, and we grew up in an economically depressed, you know, former Irish mining town that had been, you know, practically dilapidated for almost a century before. And it was a tough place to grow up, a place called Butte, Montana. And it was a difficult place to grow up. There wasn't a lot of opportunity for families. There really was no, you know, this side of the tracks or that side of the tracks. The whole town was economically depressed. And, you know, it was a tough place to be. I didn't grow up at that moment with an immediate circle of very ambitious, driven, motivated people, though my mom and dad were, but our community wasn't. I mean, right next door to my house was an empty lot. Behind it were some apartments that were shut down, hadn't been lived in, were shanty. You know, we had empty lots all around us. I mean, it just, there wasn't something aspiring. There was no shiny city on the hill for us. But I do know that my mom and dad, they wanted to provide a good quality of life for us. You know, my dad wanted to be a good dad. My mom wanted to be a good mom. They wanted to take care of us. And that ambition alone shaped me and gave me, you know, love in my heart. And that made a big difference. But I wouldn't be here with you here today if I never looked beyond where I grew up. You know what I mean? Like, I had to look beyond that town. I had to look beyond my comforts. I had to look beyond what people were earning around, what they were giving around, what they were focused on. You know, a lot of the immediate environment around us, there was a lot of drug abuse, a lot of alcoholism, a lot of people who were really struggling with basic, you know, just motivation, lots of mental illness around. And that was just the way it was. And luckily, you know, because my dad had higher ambition, he got a better job and in another town. We moved around a little bit. We ended up in a different town, and that town was much better. It had two sides, you know. One side made a little more money than the other side, you know, but the great rivalry was between the two of them. I met a teacher, Linda Ballou. She changed my life. She gave me some ambition. She said, you know, you could join our newspaper staff here, and I could teach you to write and take pictures, and you could lead a team one day here at the student newspaper. And she gave me a different view of myself and life. She believed in me for some bizarre reason. She believed in a lot of people. She took a lot of kids who didn't have any ambition, gave them hope, gave them belief. We became the number one student newspaper in the country. A tiny little school with no resources beating the big kids, the big schools. And it was just an amazing gift. She gave me the gift of belief in myself that I could do something more. And so did other people. One of my employers did that. Several of my employers, as a matter of fact. I went to a college, and when I was in college, working, you know, three jobs to pay for it, I lucked out and met some people who came from different backgrounds and different experiences for me. It broadened my worldview. I know you've had the same story, but I'm here to also say that sometimes people get into a place where they have fixed beliefs about what's possible for them, and it's been years since they dreamed. Sometimes you get good and you're on a roll, and it's been years since you had real big dreams, because what you're living right now is better than you ever imagined. I mean, I think about my life, this is better than I ever imagined from where I came from. I mean, I've sailed beyond my highest ambitions. People say you're going to live the dream. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so far beyond the dream. I feel so far blessed beyond, right? But I still have to keep leveling up my ambitions, because as I level up my ambitions, ambition is the spark to motivation. If you don't have ambitions, you're not driven during the day. You're just like, well, I guess it's another day. There's nothing to look forward to, right? Without ambition, there's not a deeper love in your relationship. Without ambition, you don't become a better parent for somebody. Without ambition, you can't be a better leader. You can't make more. It starts from that place, right? It's time to dream again, no matter where you're at. I work with the highest levels of people in the world, and they have to change their ambitions even as they've gotten to the top. You know, many of you know I've been blessed to work with and train and do a program with Oprah Winfrey. And Oprah, I'll tell you, you know what? She did her show for 25 remarkable years, plus, I think it was. And I mean, the top of her field, the number one in the world, billionaire status. I mean, incredible. But she had to change her ambitions once she changed that career. She had to reevaluate. What do I want? Where do I see myself going? These things happen for us at different stages of our life, different stages of our career. And it's important to revisit. Is what you're doing right now your real ambition? If it's not, start staging, preparing, training, conditioning, learning. Because there's always another level. And it's not like there's some, you know, people talk about this rat race where you're always going to the next level just to chase the new thing. No, look, every ambition can be a good ambition, but it can also be a bad ambition, right? I mean, you might want more money and you're willing to compromise yourself. So ambition, I'm qualifying it too, because some people had big ambitions and they cheated to get there. And that's why they're not a good person. And some people had big dreams and they lied their way up. Some people had big dreams, they didn't take care of their body, they feel like crap. So it's not like ambitions are the thing. Look, we got a lot more to teach on here, my friend. But it might be a good time for you to revisit. What do you really want now? Have you dreamed for a while? Have you taken that moment, maybe at the beginning of this year, you sat down with your journal and you just wrote 10 pages of what you want your life to look like in a decade? You know, how you want to wake up, how you want to see things, how you want to be, who's around, you know, do you got pets? What's the house look like? What do you do during the day? How much money do you earn? What do you contribute? Who do you love? How do you serve? Those questions, you know, what's your body look like? How do you feel? Vision, allow that back in. Dream again. I can't believe how many people start their day without looking at any goals. Start their day without thinking about what are these major projects I'm working on and why? Where are they taking me? What's my life going to be like? And because they're not stoking the ambition, the fire's not there. And so they only get fired up once in a while. You know, they get fired up right before that performance review at work where they got to think about how they're going to add value again. They get fired up at New Year's. They get fired up on a birthday that ends in a zero, right? Where they got to pay attention to the next decade of their life. Ambition should be a daily check-in. That's going to keep you on your path, my friend. So your life is basically related to your ambitions. It's not to say it's the only thing. Look, there's more. Because I know a lot of people also have big dreams, but they don't do nothing. And that can also explains their life. But what do you want? What do you hunger? What do you desire for? What's your vision? What's your dream? If I can know that, it says a lot about where you're at today. It says a lot about where you're going. Next up, I know you're at the level. Lots of people have lots of ambition, lots of competence. What takes them to the next level, but also what explains a lot about their level, is this little ditty. It's called affect. What does that mean? In psychology, let's just call it emotional connection, right? Let's just make it easy. Affect is emotional connection. It really means your emotional experience that you give or experience from something. When I use it, I mean what emotion and what emotional connection did you bring to stuff, right? Because some people, they got a lot of skill, but they're just going through the motions. The high performers, they're bringing alertness and joy and confidence, right? There's a high level of presence and vibrancy and pop there, not because they're naturally charismatic, because they taught themselves to be self-aware. They taught themselves to be mindful and bring their full spirit, their full joy, their full love into something. Passion, baby, right there, right? Your life, how good you are. It has a lot to do with the passion that you brought in something, the emotional energy you created in your life. I've had to learn this one too. I didn't have a lot of emotional energy before my car accident. You know, I was a happy-go-lucky guy, you know, maybe growing up at certain parts, but then I went through a severe bout of depression and suicidal thoughts, and the car accident changed that for me. And I decided I wanted to feel life. I didn't want to just go through the motion. I wanted to feel it. I wanted to be in heightened states, not just to be like energized on caffeine, but I mean just like to notice things and to feel things, to finish the day and have had that joy of having, I put in a hard day's work today. I gave today of my heart, my spirit, my soul into something. I brought it, even though it's tiring, even though it's difficult. Look, I didn't sleep good last night. But in your moments to serve, you get your emotional connection up. If you do that, the odds are you're a high performer. If in your moments to serve, you just go with how you generally feel, well, then that's not putting all of you into life. And I think this one explains a lot of people's lives. They get trapped in this going through the motions thing. You know, they get up, they kind of kiss their spouse, hi, how you doing? They trudge around to drink the coffee or whatever to motivate themselves or get some energy. And they just kind of go through the motions throughout the day. They're not really pouring themselves into something. What we know specifically, if you want to reach high performance, it's joy, it's alertness or engagement, we often call it, and confidence, right? To bring joy into situations, not hope you take it out. Remember, the power plant doesn't have energy, generates energy. You don't have joy or confidence, you generate those, just like you generate happiness. If you're waiting for the emotional reality you want of your life to land on you, it's going to be a long, mundane, and often sad life. But if you choose to generate the emotional states and emotional experiences of your life, something magical starts happening, man. Something really magical starts happening. And I've focused so much of my life on gearing up every area of my life, my psychology, my physiology, my productivity, my persuasion. You guys know all the high performance stuff. I focus to get that. I know that if I can bring the right emotion and energy to something, that something's gonna get better. For me, I try to bring that to life, and life gets better. People always say, well, Brent, does that mean you're on all the time? I'm like, no. Sometimes I'm not on because I'm conserving to serve. You know, if you saw me before I shot this video series today, I was like, I had a pretty rough night of sleep last night. And so for me, this morning was all about conserving energy. I'm just normal dude going through my normal day. Nothing, you know, I wasn't super energized, wasn't super excited. So it's okay. You don't have to always be quote unquote on. But in your moments of service, especially, it's time to show up. When your team is there, when your team needs you, you show up. When your spouse is having a bad day, but you had a bad day too, you show up for them. When you're about to go on that stage, I don't care how much jet lag, how tired you are, that's your moment to serve. Bring it, turn it on. What we call bring the joy. You know, it's a very important thing for you. Very important thing for you to experience a better quality of life. And your life is a direct reflection of how much you've done that on a consistent basis. I know a lot of people who, you know, they're really smart, big dreams. They're going after it. I mean, they're getting it done, man. But they're not feeling life. So later on in their life, they're just like, gosh, man, all I felt was stressed and angry and upset all the time. And I go, no, you know, we all want to experience a higher level of flow or joy or beauty or vibrancy in our life. So I just say, do that. Bring it again. Bring it for your kids, for your family. Bring it in the gym. Bring it. Focus. Show up. And everything will change. I promise you. That's the real acceleration. Affect.
All right, my friend. I hope that you enjoyed that best of episode. Was that inspiring? Were you fired up? Did you love it? If you did, make sure you do me a favor. Go out on social media somewhere and share that episode. You know, just go out, post it somewhere, post yourself listening to it. Make sure you hashtag The Brendan Show, because when you do that, I can look you up and we can find you on Instagram and post that on the social media. And sometimes we do all expense paid trips to people we find. We just randomly select people. We send them gifts, autograph books, swag, t-shirts, all expense paid trips to some of my seminars. So make sure you let us know. Share what you thought about this episode out there on the social media worlds, and then we can find you and celebrate you. And also, I would love to invite you to join us in our High Performance Monthly program. So just go to brendan.com/monthly. That's brendan.com/monthly. That's where we do deeper dive trainings like you just heard, but we do that every single month. And there's some live Q&A there, and I do some giveaways, and we give students in that monthly program tickets to my seminars and some extra special training on leadership. So make sure to check it out at brendan.com/monthly. monthly. I appreciate you being part of this community of so many people dedicated to finding that deeper drive of motivation and practicing high performance habits so that they can become extraordinary in their careers, in your personal life, in your health. You can live an extraordinary quality of life, and sometimes you just need a little bit more training and a little bit more nudge, a little bit more energy, a little bit more drive and consistency. And I'm hoping that being part of this community with The Brendan Show, I'm providing that to you in some way. So thank you, my friend, for listening. I look forward to seeing you or listening with you on the next episode of The Brendon Show. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.